The letter, dated March 23rd, enumerates five reasons why the Wasatch County Council should decline to pass an ordinance that would amend the general plan, as well as decline to approve the rezone of one unit for the 20-acre parcel to five units on the parcel. Back in January, the council held a public hearing to consider Megan Proff's request to amend the general plan to move the boundary of the south planning area in order to include her 20-acre parcel, which is currently in the central planning area. Probst also requested that the property be rezoned from A20 to RA5, which, if approved, would essentially quadruple the density on the property. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says he's not sure when or if this letter will be taken up by the county council. He says it's up to the council to put it on a future agenda.
They haven't indicated to me one way or the other on it. It's certainly something that needs to be resolved. But I have not yet heard what their plan is to do that.
He also wasn't clear what happens from here, and he says that he needs an update from the county attorney. According to the letter, the general plan may only be amended once a year, and that can only happen in November. Those who signed the letter argued that the council didn't abide by its own process when it voted in January to amend the general plan. They say the county has to wait until November to do anything. The letter also says the general plan can only be amended if the amendment is in the best interest of residents. While moving this boundary may serve Probst's individual interest, they say it doesn't serve the rest of the public. The letter also says moving the Probst property to the southern planning area will adversely impact the wetlands and riparian environment there. Wetlands, they say, are abundant on the Probst property. Allowing her to subdivide it into five-acre lots will, quote, undoubtedly result in the destruction of these wetlands, which the county has committed to protect and which may result in a violation of federal law, end quote. The Wasatch County Council meets on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the county council chambers to possibly vote on this boundary move. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.